A reading from the book of the prophet Naaman. See, upon the mountains there advances the bearer of good news, announcing peace. Celebrate your feasts, O Judah. Fulfill your vows, for nevermore shall you be invaded by the scoundrel he has completely destroyed. The Lord will restore the vine of Jacob, the pride of Israel, though ravagers have ravaged them and ruined their tendrils. Woe to the bloody city, all lies, full of plunder, whose looting never stops. The crack of the whip, the rumbling sounds of wheels, horses a gallop, chariots bounding, cavalry charging, the flame of the sword, the flash of the spear, the many slain, the heaping corpses, the endless bodies to stumble upon. I will cast filth upon you and disgrace you and put you to shame, till everyone who sees you runs from you, saying, Nineveh is destroyed, who can pity her? Where can one find any to console her? The word of the Lord. It is I who deal death and give life. It is I who deal death and give life. Close at hand is the day of their disaster, and their doom is rushing upon them. Surely the Lord shall do justice for his people. On his servants he shall have pity. It is I who deal death and give life. Learn that I alone am God, and there is no God besides me. It is I who bring both death and life, I who inflict wounds and heal them. It is I who deal death and give life. I will sharpen my flashing sword, and my hand shall lay hold on my quiver. With vengeance I will repay my foes and requite those who hate me. It is I who deal death and give life. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels and his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there is some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The Gospel of the Lord. So yesterday was a day of travel. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, got in a plane, 5.5 hours in the plane, 4.5 hours in the airport in Detroit, flew to Cleveland, drove back, got here last night and said Mass at 8:30. And as I was doing all the traveling yesterday back from the bishop's installation, I was reflecting on these readings today, how God is always calling us to deny ourselves, not live for ourselves. So again, and we all deny ourselves in different ways, but it comes down to what he says, whoever wants to follow after Jesus needs to take up his cross and follow after him. That's got to be about what we're about every day. Sometimes not here, but other places. People go to Mass so they can get what they want off God, go do the rest of their day, whatever they want, because they put their Mass time in, and that's the end of it. That's not what he's calling us to. He's calling us all day to follow Jesus, in everything we do to follow Jesus, to deny ourselves to follow Jesus. Why? Because that's what Jesus does for us. He denied his whole self. He who is God became a man, lived, we tortured him, we spit on him, we did all those things, but he did what he did for love of us. He denied himself for love of you and me. So today, he just calls us to do the same thing, to deny ourselves, to live for him, to live for others, whether it makes us tired, whether it makes us happy, whether it makes us sad. This is the call of Jesus. And so we got to listen. We got to respond. We got to choose. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and pray. We pray.